Welcome to Royal Caribbean International's ongoing podcast series. We take you behind the scenes of the world's best loved and most innovative cruise line. Anticipation is high for the new Freedom Class ship, Liberty of the Seas, making her debut in spring 2007. Liberty will join Freedom of the Seas as the two largest and most innovative cruise ships in the world. Her gross registered tonnage is 160,000 tons. Her length from bow to stern rivals the Empire State Building. And how do you build such a revolutionary cruise ship?
The building of a cruise ship is really a fascinating process to experience. It starts some 4 to 5 years before the ship is actually put into service.
We caught up with Royal Caribbean Captain William Wright in Miami, who knows the process firsthand.
The first steps are design work, where we as a company, our operating departments, get together with designers and architects and kind of conceptualize the ship, what we envision her being, the size, and also a lot of creative thinking in terms of what new amenities do we want to offer to our guests.
Amenities such as a wave simulator for onboard surfing and a world-class ice skating rink. But before that happens, construction on Liberty of the Seas begins at a dry dock in Finland. The first step is cutting 32,000 tons of steel into sections from the size of a piece of paper to hundreds of square feet.
Eventually, the pieces are welded together into what we call blocks. The blocks are then picked up with huge cranes, positioned with great accuracy in the dry dock, and then simply welded together. So it's very much kind of a Lego block process, where you start at the bottom and you build up towards the top.
On Liberty of the Seas, there are 15 decks. Meanwhile, we meet back in Miami, where the captain and his bridge crew practice navigating the ship on a simulator called the Star Center.
Here at the Star Center, we have the capability of replicating any type of environmental situation the crew could encounter on the high seas, such as 3 meters of waves, 40 knots of wind, and we can also put the ship in over 150 different ports all throughout the world.
As the captain and his crew work through several different scenarios, they get a chance to try out Liberty's unique navigational engineering.
The Liberty of the Seas has no rudders. She's a rudderless ship, if you will, and yet she's the most maneuverable ship in our entire fleet. And that's because she has, for main propulsion, she has azipods.
Azipods are propellers affixed under the aft end of the ship, and they can rotate to face any direction. They propel the ship forward and back, and turn the ship to starboard or port, that's right or left. In other words, she can turn on a dime. Chief Engineer Risto Kurelik.
On some boats, you have outboard engine, and that outboard engine is actually the rudder itself.
So altogether, we're talking about 57,000 horsepower of overall main propulsion.
We call it electrical propulsion, which means you have diesel engines which are hooked to generators, and they are generating electrical power. All these places where we are going in the Caribbean, we are producing more power than any of these cities.
And this is what it sounds like. As construction continues in the shipyard, the staterooms are built at a completely different location.
They're very much like small containers, and they're complete. They're with the furniture, with the lighting, the switches, the toilets, the washroom, everything's in it, and they're simply lowered into position through the side of the vessel.
When Liberty of the Seas is all put together, she's ready to float.
The launching process is simply allowing water to flood back into the dry dock, and the ship eventually floats. We call it a float out. But she's by no means finished at that point. There'll still be, again, almost 9 months to a year of additional work that needs to be done before the ship is ready for delivery.
And when that occasion arrives, a Royal Caribbean captain takes the helm and sails Liberty of the Seas to its first port, ready to show the world. The real payoff is when guests come on board to enjoy the realized dreams of a visionary team.
Good afternoon, sir. Welcome aboard the elevator just to your left there.
Crown and Anchor Society member Dorothy Coons has cruised over 24 times.
Just when I think Royal Caribbean has done it all is when we come on board and we're in total awe each and every time.
Thanks for joining us for this special podcast. Be sure to check back for more opportunities to go behind the scenes at Royal Caribbean International. And don't forget, get out there.